John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor show. John Yoo, who is a professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley. He served in the Bush administration. He's at AEI and the Hoover Institution. I asked him to speak of something that's come up in these last days about temporary protected status. That is a term of art in the migration laws of the United States that provide the opportunity for people fleeing natural disasters or crimes or wars to achieve temporary protected status in the United States indefinitely for a long period of time. There is a case that was argued before the Supreme Court, verbal arguments, in which two people from El Salvador asked for TPS to be extended into the green cards because they'd been here for many years, decades, and they believed that their original plaint deserved the attention of the court to change their status to green cards so they could become American citizens. The oral arguments are never a final indicator of how the court's going to go. Oftentimes, I've learned over the years, justices will speak up and ask the opposite of what they're thinking in order to be controversial or provocative for the men and women who are arguing the case before them. However, in this instance, the news reporting says that Justice Clarence Thomas was doubtful, and so were two other members of the court who were generally understood to be on the liberal side. John, this case looks singular. Two El Salvadorian refugees who are in the country for many years, well-employed, good people. But their case now challenges the whole idea of TPS. Because there was a catastrophe in 2001, do they get to be American citizens? Questions were asked in the court in the oral arguments that suggested, no, you don't get to skip it ahead in line. You came into this country without documents, and you're seeking to change your status on something that happened in 2001, not acknowledging that you could have applied for this TPS without skipping through the border, without coming here and not reporting yourself. Do I understand the terms of this correctly? Is it a small case, or does this have larger implication for migration reform in the country, John?
John, you're quite right to look at this case. It's not just a tiny case involving two El Salvadorians who've been living in New Jersey and who, under a rational system, we'd want to figure out a way for them to stay. As you said, they've been here a long time, decades. They've been productive, contributing members of society. They're the kind of people we should want, but they came in the wrong way. And this is the problem. It's not just about El Salvador. It's not just about them. There are approximately 400,000 to 500,000 people in the country who are in the same legal position as they are. And so this ruling has quite a bit of practical application throughout the country, every state, large numbers of immigrants. The problem is, the bigger picture issue here is, and I always tell students to avoid, if you can, the immigration law and the tax code, because these are the two areas of law where Congress has written laws which any normal person would say, that makes no sense, that is irrational, or Congress is writing two separate laws that tell you to do opposite things. And this is a great example of that, because on the one hand, there's a law, as you said, the TPS provisions called temporary protected status, which, you know, is a sign of the humanity and generosity of the nation, which says, you know, if you're from a country that's undergone some disaster, we're going to let you stay temporarily. On the other hand, there is the system for granting green cards, permanent resident status. And that is a different process. And that says in order to be eligible to get one of those green cards, you have to have been lawfully admitted to the country in the first place. The problem is that the parties in this case under temporary protected status, they initially came in illegally. They did not get a normal visa. They didn't get a visa when they came. In fact, El Salvador being declared a disaster area came about after they had already entered the country. And so they fall in this gap. Unfortunately, I think, as you mentioned in the oral argument where you get some signal where justices follow those, you're right, we always have to be careful because sometimes they're testing the other side's argument. Even Justice Kagan, who is usually a stalwart liberal, she expressed doubt about the claim that they should stay, that the two immigrants should stay in the country. And that this is one of those cases where Several of the justices said, this is a tough outcome. We may not like it. It may be the fact that Congress wrote the law sloppily or poorly, or Congress didn't anticipate this, but that's not our problem. Congress has to fix this. And I think that's probably the right answer. I think this is an unfortunate outcome, but Congress has to fix it, as Congress has to overhaul the immigration laws in general.
In general, yes. But I'd like to imagine a happy ending here, that they leave the country, that they apply, they get in line and they apply, and that they're given some boost. Is that possible, John? They're wonderful. They're wonderful people.
No, I mean, this is the other thing, is that Congress has passed a law saying that if you've been in the country in violation of law for a year or longer, and then you leave, you can't come back in for years.
I see.
So there is no happy answer unless the court creates, and you could plausibly get there. I think the court creates an exception to the way these two laws seem to interact just on their face. The other thing is, it's not like they have to leave the country. They just can't get the green card. And maybe that's what Congress really was up to. They wanted to be generous, but they also wanted to control who was eligible to work. I feel terribly about it. As you know, I'm all in favor of immigration reform and some kind of a law passing to protect the Dreamers, you know, kids who were brought here as aliens with really no intention to violate the law and so on. Maybe the only good part of this is that when you have so many cases that are illogical, come out badly, they pile on each other, and they increase the pressure on Congress to fix things.
John Yoo, University of California Law School at Berkeley, AEI, and the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.